Welcome to the February 22nd, 2012 Landmarks Preservation Commission meeting. First item on the agenda is roll call. Those commissioners present, Chair McIntyre, Vice Chair Maddox, Commissioners Eckley, House, and Jensen, ex officio McClintock. Second item on the agenda is consent agenda, excusable of absences. Those who have called in are Commissioners Luce and Ray. Ray may only be late, and I hope so. I hope you make this meeting. Move approval for excusable of absences. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Third item on the agenda is name changes, findings, and recommendations. Item A is 1900 block of Cheyenne to Clay Huntington Way. We will start with the staff report.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is findings and recommendation regarding the proposed change of the 1900 block of South Cheyenne Street to Clay Huntington Way. By way of background, this block of South Cheyenne Street, which runs from South 19th Street to the entrance of Cheney Stadium, is proposed to be renamed Clay Huntington Way in tribute to Clay Huntington, a noted citizen, booster, and broadcaster who was instrumental in the establishment of AAA baseball in Tacoma, the formation of the Tacoma Athletic Commission, and construction of Cheney Stadium, among other things. Per City Council Resolution 3091, the street renaming request by the Tacoma Athletic Commission was forwarded to the mayor by the mayor for consideration by the commission on December 14, 2011. On January 11, 2012, the Landmarks Preservation Commission conducted a public hearing to receive testimony on the proposal and held its public comment period open until February 10. The criteria for name changes are outlined in the City Policy on Place Names and Name Changes adopted by City Council resolution, and Resolution 3091 is attached. Recommended findings and recommendations presented by staff. First of all, number one, pursuant to Council Resolution 38091, the Landmarks Preservation Commission reviews and makes recommendations to City Council on name change requests. Two, a written request by the Tacoma Athletic Commission was submitted to the Landmarks Preservation Commission. Item three, on December 14, 2011, the Landmarks Preservation Commission determined the proposal was complete and scheduled a public hearing. Item four, on January 11, 2012, the Landmarks Preservation Commission held a public hearing to take testimony on this item. Item 5. All public hearing testimony, 7 items, including letters, 2, 4 emails, 1 fax, and 1 resolution that were submitted are supportive of the proposal. 1 phone inquiry was received to the staff requesting clarification on the location of the proposed change. Item 6. The public hearing, the public comment period was extended an additional 30 days, which ended on February 10th. Item 7, the following name change criteria were identified in consideration of the proposed name change. No existing buildings or facilities are named for Clay Huntington, so the proposed name change would not cause duplication or confusion, which is criterion 7.1. B, for reasons stated in the request letter, Mr. Huntington was instrumental in bringing AAA baseball to the city of Tacoma and establishing Cheney Stadium. The road to be renamed after Mr. Huntington as a primary access to Cheney Stadium. Therefore, the proposed name is deeply tied with the purpose and history of the immediate area, which is criterion 7.2. C, Mr. Huntington passed away in June 2011, criterion 8.1. Item D, Mr. Huntington was founder of the Tacoma Athletic Commission and the Tacoma Pierce County Hall of Fame and Washington State Sports Hall of Fame. He was a popular Tacoma sportscaster for more than 50 years and became the owner of KLAY, the only local station still broadcasting local high school and college sports. In 1960, he teamed with Cheney to return professional baseball to the city of Tacoma as the Tacoma Giants and Cheney Stadium was built. Mr. Huntington also formed Friends of Kids Baseball and convinced Heidelberg to fund the construction of Heidelberg Park Complex in 1957. Thus, Mr. Huntington appears to be a significant person in Tacoma's athletic history, criteria 7.4 and 8.2b. Item E, the section of South Cheyenne Street to be renamed is not connected to any other part of South Cheyenne. The section included in the proposal begins at South 19th Street and terminates at the entrance to Cheney Stadium. Thus, the naming will not alter or disturb the existing street system or grid, criterion 8.3a. Item F, the request has been circulated to affected city departments, criterion 8.3b. G, all of the adjacent property is publicly owned either by Metro Parks or the City of Tacoma. There are no street addresses fronting the affected section of road, criterion 8.3c. Item 8, based on the above, the name change appears to meet the criterion City Council Resolution 3091 for name changes. Staff recommends the Landmarks Preservation and recommend to the City Council that the proposed name change for the 1900 block of South Shane Street to Clay Huntington Way be granted. Thank you.
With that, I'll open it up to discussion from commissioners. And if there's no discussion, I'll entertain a motion.
I move that the Tacoma Landmarks Preservation Commission recommend to the City Council that the proposed name change for the 1900 block of South Cheyenne Street be to Clay Huntington Way be granted based on the testimony and letters of support submitted.
Is there a second? Motion and second. Any discussion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor of forwarding on the name change signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. Motion passes.
So just to let the commission know and the audience know that this proposal is scheduled for the City Council's Neighborhood and Housing Committee, I believe on March 5th. And so that's in the, I think it's at 4:30 on Monday, March 5th. As well as, I believe we're looking at a council date tentatively the end of March at, I think, the 27th. Mr. MacArthur, I can confirm that with you via email, but March 5th for the Neighborhood and Housing Committee and March 27th for Council. And I'll confirm that once I have all this firmed up.
All right, with that, we'll go on to item four, board briefing. A, Washington Elementary Project, Jean Grulich, Director for Preservation BLRB. You want to join us at the table?
No, I actually have to recuse myself.
It's just a briefing, so there's no business that I know of. So no recusal necessary.
Then I won't have to recuse myself.
No, you won't. That's why I was counting heads going in.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, the commission, I am very pleased to come before you and give you a briefing on anticipated work at Washington Elementary School, located in the Proctor District. It is a project of which our office is very proud to have, and one in which the Historic Preservation Studio is extremely proud to have. With us today, we have two representatives from the school district. We have Stephen Marakami.
Correct.
He's the new director of planning and construction, and also Christy Perry, who is the special projects supervisor. Accompanying me is principal of the BLRB Architects, Lee Fenton. We have another member of our team who was scheduled to come today but was unable to, and that was Caroline Swope, who will serve as our architectural historian, a fellow commissioner in the past. The project scope is modernization of the 1906 Washington Elementary School, and it will involve the site of the Washington School, as well as address some of the issues concerning void. The first aspect of the project is our research effort, and I'll give you a brief rundown as to what that entails, and then give you a schedule of where we will be as we go through the design process. The existing Washington School is not the first school on that site. It was there was an earlier wood frame structure that occupied the site in the southeast corner, and was later, after this 1906 school was built, was relocated to the northwest corner of the site and used for ancillary purposes. But Washington Elementary represents a significant landmark for Tacoma. It is listed on the Tacoma Register, the State Register, and the National Register as a historic property. It is the product of Frederick Heath, probably the most prominent architect in Tacoma's history. And it was his first elementary school that he designed. And because of his, I guess you say, capabilities, he started looking at the elementary school as one in which it would be a modular school. So what we have is his first experiment with modular schools, which became many of the elementary schools that Tacoma had. And our office was the architects for Fern Hill, which was another one of those modular schools. So we have a history between us. The school did undergo some additions, and the 1910 addition, which was added to the south of the original building, is a pure example of that modular school, the first addition to that modular school. The second addition followed World War II in 1949, and it entailed two components, one to the north and one to the south. And that pretty much finished out the school building that you see today, with the exception that in 79 they reoriented the entrances to the building to the south as it faces onto 26th Street. So we have a school building that has its initial core as the earliest building of its type by Heath, one of the oldest buildings in the school system, as well as one that was the precursor to the development of other schools in the city. So that will temper and support our first effort in our work effort, and that is doing the research and developing what we call a historic structures report on the building, which will not only identify the existing conditions, but also help us guide us to what happens in the school over time. And I will have to say that even before we were selected, we were coached by the school district that this is a historic property, and this will be developed as a historic property. Yes, of course, it will have to meet and support current high quality education purposes, because that's what its function is. But we will do that in such a way that the historic integrity of the buildings are not compromised. Our schedule is fairly simple, that between now and May, we will be developing all of our research efforts. We will be having planning meetings and community gatherings and workshops to get community input from for the project. We then would move into schematic design, which would take us to July. Design development would follow, and that would be concluded in October. And contract documents would be ready for submittal for contractors' bids and starting of construction in April of 13. So that's our general schedule, and we offer to come back to this commission at each one of those stepping stones as we go through the process and solicit your comments in terms of the design and the work effort that we have. Construction is expected to start, as I said, following sometime in April, so it'll be a late spring, early summer construction start. And quite frankly, I don't know the conclusion of that in terms of what our schedule is for the completion of construction. So in a brief nutshell, that's the scope of the project, the work that we're doing, and I would certainly entertain any questions you might have.
All right. Questions from commissioners? You two, I don't expect anything from over here. All right. Well, thank you very much. We look forward to seeing your updates.
Very good.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Next item on the agenda is design review. Item 5A is 810 North Cushman, Brian and Brittany Scoble. Do you want to come on up and join us? We'll begin with a staff report.
Okay. I'll start with some background. Built in 1908, this bungalow is a contributing structure located in the North Slope Historic Special Review District. The house has been altered in the past, and the goal of the property owners is to make improvements to return the house to its more historic character. The current proposal includes the following items: removal and replacement of a west elevation non-historic horizontal slider window with two Anderson Woodright double hung windows, and those are in your packet. Excuse me for a minute.
Oh, sure.
Sorry. double hung windows. The window specifications are closed with the packet. The opening will be enlarged to fit the new windows. The owner tonight is going to address evidence of previous opening sizes in that area on the elevation. Item two, removal and replacement of the front elevation door. The side shutter type elements will be removed. The new proposed door is a Simpson Clear Fir bungalow that was in your packets. A photo is attached. And also, there were questions on the condition of the door, so you're going to address that as well. And all the windows and doors will have new trim, including the existing windows that are non-historic. And there's a sample of the proposed trim in your packet. And then the front porch, removal of the non-historic metal porch posts and replacement with a more historically correct box column here in balustrade. And a copy of what is proposed, a photo sample, is included with the packet. The owner has not drawn any scale drawings, and this item may be suitable for administrative review. Standards we'd like the commission to consider are the North Slope Special Review District Guidelines, standards number 6 for exterior materials and number 7 for rhythm of openings. Staff analysis, the home on the property is historically significant. As a contributing structure in the North Slope Historic District, it was constructed in 1908. And as I've said, it's part of the North Slope. It's listed on the Tacoma, Washington, and National Registers of Historic Places. Item 2, the Landmarks Preservation Commission has jurisdiction to review and approve any changes to the building. Item 3, the removal of one non-historic window and shutters and the replacement with two double-hung Anderson Woodright Fiberglass wood-clad windows and wood trim is appropriate as upgraded material in a traditional style per the administrative bylaws for suitable upgrades to non-historic windows. That is the long wording of the sentence so far. And meets North Slope Historic Special Review District Guideline number 7, specifically for windows are vertically oriented. Most windows are either single or double hung, and most older windows were also surrounded with substantial trim pieces or window head trim. Item 4, the new replacement windows require a larger opening than the existing non-historic window opening, which meets North Slope Historic Special Review Design Guideline number 7. The rhythm of openings is specifically for most windows are either single or double hung. The new opening is a minimal structural change to the elevation and is required to provide for a more traditional style window. And item 5, the removal of one non-historic front elevation door and shutter element and replacement with a wood bungalow style door meets North Slope Historic District Guideline number 7, specifically for doors also tend to be paneled or contained or contain glazed openings. And recommendation, staff recommends adopting the above as findings and recommends approval by the commission. And I know there are a couple of things that we wanted to also include.
So for the door, I know you guys had some concerns about just keeping the existing door. So I took some pictures and I have some larger ones on my computer as well, just to kind of see all of the work they've done, adding the hardware on the inside and the outside. So it's pretty beat up, and so we'd like to replace it with something that is traditional for the house. And then also the opening for the windows, I know there were some concerns about using maybe a smaller window in the place of the existing window, but we took a picture from the inside, and this isn't a great image. I have one on my computer that shows at a distance, but the original window opening was quite a bit bigger. that's why we felt that two double hung windows would be appropriate in that place.
As the photos make their way, any questions from commissioners? Questions or comments?
So I was the one who asked the questions about the window size and so forth. So and my question, not seeing the picture from the inside, was basically, do you have any evidence that it was a larger window? So it sounds like you do, which is can I call?
Yeah.
It's kind of up high, but you can kind of tell.
And I can show you another image if you want to see that.
It was a pretty big window that was in there. I was surprised it was that big.
And the other question that I had was about the door, because, I mean, the door that you're replacing it with is pretty close to what's there now. And that raised the question in my mind, well, is there really... Is the door original, and is there a good reason to need to replace it? In terms of the hardware and so forth that you've got there, if the door's original, you've got a better quality door than you're buying right now, because it's going to be old growth fir, and it's just a much better quality wood, and you're from what it looks like, at least from eyeballing it in the picture, your hardware that's on that door is also probably of a better quality than what you could get now, too.
It's
now
true.
In terms of the knob and mail slot and so forth. I don't want to say that, you know, you can't change out the door or anything like that, but it just seems it seems like you're giving up a high quality, possibly original piece of the house. Anyway, did you have a comment?
No, but I know that I have 1922 hardware in my house, and I was having problems with it because I had to have it rekeyed a couple times. And it's old Russwin Corwin, and Corcoran, who's probably the best locksmith around in this area, came in and said, there's no way that you want to replace this. I could not, you know, I cannot duplicate the quality of this for as much as, you know, you pay $800 to retrofit, you know, the door hardware and not get something as good. Mm-hmm. Probably what, you know, and to tell you the truth, if you do have to match that door, there are several companies that have that exact model, and I think Bear is one of them, and they are local. But probably all that needs to be done is, do you have the bronze type of weather stripping around the door? Like, does it have a catch on the bottom, and then the bottom of the door is routed out so it has another catch so it...
No, you don't have that.
What I would do is just redo the seals around the door, and usually there's any number of Finnish carpenters that can do that for you.
May I make a comment?
Yes.
The hardware that's on that door is from the 70s.
Yeah, so it's got
the doorknob is like that big.
Oh, okay.
The door on the inside is split too, which we don't have a picture of, but we can
see. Right.
So it's got three different...
Well, I'm guessing that's an old 2 1/4 inch door.
We call it our Maxwell Smart Door because it's got like three deadbolts on it.
Oh, yeah.
And they're all from different eras.
Yeah.
So
it's been drilled quite a bit.
Right.
Yeah. I don't have problems with changing out the door. I think you could match that door exactly, though.
Yeah.
Locally and pay about the same as you would for the door from... from Simpson. Yeah.
I actually put in that exact same door a couple years ago, and so it's pretty good quality. So.
Yeah.
BG fur.
Right. Vertical grain fur and.
He does a lot. He's a painter, and so he does a lot of work with Fur Press Door. And so the reason we selected that door especially is because they
handle Simpson doors.
Well, and they were going to give us a really good. They were going to charge us $200 for the door.
Oh.
So that's really why we picked that
it's
door.
It's a brand new door.
Yeah. I mean, otherwise it'd be $800.
Right.
So
right.
You're getting it for one quarter.
Right.
So. Okay.
One thing I did want
to. Hard to argue that. It is hard to argue against that.
Sell
yeah.
a version with two panels and three panels.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like that's a single panel, or is it?
Yeah, it's a single panel.
Yeah.
But
so
you can get that same one with three panels.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. And then another thing I saw on another project I was working on years ago was the mail slot.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want that air infiltration anymore. They were using the rib, so they actually refabricated it. They got rid of the slot, they just mounted it on the door.
Mm-hmm.
So that
yeah,
might be a way if you
want
to.
Really bad.
And they can look in and see our living room.
Yeah, but you don't drill out your door, you just mount
okay.
it back on there.
Yeah.
So if you wanted to keep the original look, that would
okay.
be
right.
something you can do. You don't have to put a hole through the door.
And it really messed with the mail delivery person.
It would.
Yeah. I wouldn't like that.
They'll spend a long time trying to get the mail through that slot.
No, she shoots it through there. It's the back wall. I don't know how she does it.
So do you know much about the history of your house?
No, unfortunately we don't. We know that it's just been completely trashed through the years.
Well, let me bear with me a little bit. So this is so your house is one of 11 remaining Sherman Blair houses in the historic district. There's still about some 25 houses that he built. He was a builder. Very important in Tacoma from about 1905 to about 1918. And a number of houses that we have individually on the register here are Blair houses. And so, and he lived right down the street from you at 524 Cushman with his brother Homer. And Homer's known for doing the first engineering feasibility study for the Narrows Bridge. So, that's kind of very cool. But the other part of it is that the house was a wedding gift. The people who lived in the large house next door to yours at the corner there, the John Garvin, his son married Zelma Hutchins, who was the daughter of the pastor at Emmanuel Presbyterian down the hill. And the house next door was their wedding gift. John Garvin is important in Tacoma because he started one of the first flour mills down here on Pacific Avenue, and then sold that around 1900, and started up the a commercial trucking and storage company, which his son helped him with, and that's currently still in operation. It's now known as the Star Moving and Storage Company. But you've got a great little piece of Tacoma history, and it's great that you guys are working on bringing it back to some of its original look. So that's really cool.
I think the 70s were a hard time.
Oh, absolutely.
We had drop down ceiling acoustic tiles throughout the whole first floor, so we're slowly taking those out.
Cool.
Well, if there's no other discussion, I would entertain a motion from commissioners. Commissioner Jensen.
Mr. Chair, can I one question? We did include some information on replacing these the metal posts here.
I would recommend doing that. Yes, that's what I would recommend is the square because that looks.
So there was that option or the house on steel that was redone, not this design, but using the base with the siding and edges.
Like that,
yeah. Yeah, so where there's the bottom piece and then the top column.
So the question is, I guess two things. The commission can provide guidance to the owners on this in terms of a future design review application, or could recommend something like this for administrative review if it was going to be a post, and, you know, pier with the balustrade, to replace was clearly not appropriate. metal pieces.
Right.
That would be one thing. I guess it depends on the comfort level of the commission.
I would ask the commission, what is your pleasure? For me, that sort of fits the 1908, the tapered square columns. The balustrade, oftentimes you'll see them just as a like a 3x6, you know, two 3x6 members, but I don't think they, you know, without substantiating photos, you couldn't really get away with that, and I don't know what the size of the porch actually is. So I would say
I'm comfortable leaving it to administrative review.
I am too.
It would just be two, obviously.
Right, mm-hmm. And then just bring the balustrades to the handrails going down the stair treads. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Administrative refuse.
All right.
Yeah.
So when you frame your motion, items 1, 2, and 3 are given as submitted, and item 4 is by administrative review.
I move that the Landmarks Preservation Commission approve the application for 810 North Cushman Avenue, Tacoma, Washington, 98403, with items 1, 2, and 3 as submitted, and item number 4 up for administrative review.
Is there a second? There's a motion and second that the application be approved with items 1 through 3, including trim, front elevation door, and replacement of windows, non-historic windows as submitted, and front porch restoration of columns as administrative review. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, we will proceed to vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. All right.
And we'll issue a written decision on approval in the next, probably tomorrow. Okay,
so we can go ahead and order our windows.
Yeah, and I would apply for your building permit.
Okay.
And then, anytime, you can wait for our written decision to come out, or you can go down to the permit counter and start, and then they'll just call us and we'll come down and sign right away.
Now, is that for the front porch, or is it for everything?
The window replacement and the door, whatever our building permit guys will require for that, I think you're good to go. You'll probably need to you probably need to have a scale sketch for a permit for the porch columns before you get that permit. So
we do need one, or we don't need one for the windows?
Mainly for the porch, the bigger.
Right.
Yeah.
You will need a building permit to replace the windows.
Okay. Is it because it's being widened, or just because they're changing?
Well, it's probably both. In the case, if there's any structural changes, then that there's that, but it's also an energy code issue. Mm-hmm. So the city residential building code requires a permit for it. But in order to issue permits for that work, they need to hear from the Landmarks Commission in this district. But we're you're done with us, and so for that work, and then when you're ready to do the porch, then we staff can take care of that directly.
Okay.
Well, and you might talk to them if you're planning. I don't know how far out you're planning on doing the porch. If you're planning on doing that fairly soon,
it's going to be a little bit.
Yeah, you've talked to them about that too, because the length of time that your permit is active will depend on whether or not you want to include that in this piece of the permit right now. And just talk to them and see what your timing is versus how long your permit duration is. Because your permit has a shelf life.
Yeah.
Right.
And so the admin review is just a 24-hour process, approve and deny.
Okay.
And while the commission's involved too, it's a short process. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you
very much.
Cool. Welcome. Item 6, share comments. There are none. Item 7, board business. Item A is Preservation Month update, Preservation Annual Award. We have not met. So we are behind the curve here.
but I did bring my calendar this time.
You did bring your calendar? I thought I have Tony's email of the project.
Great.
My little notes on them, but that's as far as I've got.
And we don't meet for 3 weeks.
Oh.
March 14th. We have an extra Wednesday, so.
Right, there's a fourth Wednesday.
We have an extra Wednesday, I should say.
Right, because the 29th hits next week. Okay. So, when do we want to meet?
A weeknight would work best for me, usually.
Okay, do you want to set it now?
After the meeting.
Or after the meeting?
Yeah.
Say, in a few minutes, we could do that.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we do that?
All right.
Are you up for that? Are you on that? Are you on the awards committee?
I am not on the awards committee.
Oh, okay.
He says that now.
That's
the list, right?
I meant we could set. I'm sorry. It wasn't clear. I thought maybe we could just huddle after the meeting. And
oh, all right, good enough.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
He wants a meeting to set the meeting.
Yes.
I see.
Yes.
We can agree to that.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're at the stage where we entertain announcements and extra information from staff and commissioners.
I'd just like to explain what I handed out to you. At the last meeting, the commission resolved to have a letter of response to the University of Washington regarding the Prairie Line Corridor. So this draft we wrote up and took some comments from some of the interested commissioners on it, and so that's the draft we're presenting, and I gave the original to Mark, Mr. Chair, and so for your information. And Ken, I think you have two copies of the same thing.
Yeah.
Are there announcements or informational plugs from commissioners? Hearing none, we are adjourned.